Remember, kids, every new month brings a new chance to vote for 12 Train on Podcast Alley. It's real easy. Just hit the link on www.12train.com, leave us a vote and a comment, and then verify your vote in your email. 12 Train.
Listening to 12 Train may cause severe bleeding in the anus. Jason and Barry are not responsible for this or other activities before by listening to our show. 12 Train, off track since 2006.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Soda, there's a chance to explode in your face like, I don't know.
What? Do you ever get the ones that don't have the perforation around the, like, the top cap and the ring of death? Like,
yeah, it's the ring of death.
That's what you were describing. That's what kills ducks and shit.
No. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
What I'm talking about is the plastic things that hold six of the
oh, right. Those do kill ducks.
Yeah, those kill ducks.
Yes, those do kill ducks.
Those are duck killers. The duck killer that holds the pop together. When you take this out of it, you have to kind of jerk it off.
That's what she said.
Yeah. You jerk it off, and it's like a rough force, so it shakes the pop up. So when you open the pop, it's always a crapshoot on if it's going to blow in your face.
That's why
so many prepubescent boys.
That's why you buy Mountain Dew. No. Mountain Dew does not fizz.
Mountain Dew does not fizz. Yeah, I know. Mountain Dew doesn't fizz, but here's the thing about Mountain Dew. It's fucking disgusting.
It's so delicious.
And Diet
Dude, whatever. You used to drink Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I know. Diet Mountain Dew tastes awesome, but gives you cancer.
That's what they say about all diet pops.
What gives you cancer about
it? Aspartame.
It's not good for you. Yeah. It's not a real word.
True.
I think of aspirin.
No, it's what's in diet.
No, you're thinking of aspirin and the word pertaining to. You're thinking of two words, you put them together. Well, like not. You always do.
You always wait.
Yeah. You're thinking of aspirin and pertaining.
Okay, fine. Aspartame. I am.
I understand where you would get that, because that is two common words.
Yeah.
My name is Jason. I am hosting this show. There are two other people here, but...
Who cares?
Who cares about them?
Not that important. We're gonna really.
It's like the best week ever with Paul F. Tompkins now. Did you guys ever watch that show before?
Yeah. Now
it's
the best.
Ever. Yeah, it's
well,
awesome
he does the
show.
Best it day was. Ever.
No.
Paul. Oh, he just does the best week
best
ever,
week
too?
Now he's the host of Best Week Ever, which really, I mean, I think he's funny.
Right.
But I don't like that show
funniest.
With the host.
Yeah, you don't.
With
really.
That one particular host? Yeah. I don't like it with the host either.
Christy was watching. I'm like, what the hell is this? She's like, it's been this way for a while. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
No.
You know who I always hated from that show, back when there wasn't just a host? Those two fat black women that sit there together.
Well, you hate black people. So.
Right.
Yeah, of course. But I hate these two black people particularly. Particularly.
You said it right. You just
did I?
Said it weird.
Then that's not right.
It was right. It was just pronounced.
On the wrong syllable.
Wow, there's, what are those, roaches?
Yes, they are roaches.
Yeah, man.
Crawling all over you.
Yeah, I know. Just in this area.
If on his t-shirt
chest.
For those who can't
right.
see us,
it's a
which
Zoo
is
York.
The rest of the world.
It's a Zoo York t-shirt.
So are you guys going to introduce yourself to these non-voting faggots, or what are you going to do here?
Wade.
My name
is
Wade.
Over there.
I'm right here.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm wearing a Zoo York t-shirt with roaches.
If you fell asleep with that shirt on and woke up and you're like half dream, like, you think there's like roaches?
No one
falling.
Would ever do that.
I had a dream that I was covered in like roaches and bugs once, but I wasn't wearing the shirt.
Yeah, and if you woke up and saw
back
a shirt,
in
you'd be like, oh, what a coincidence I'm wearing a shirt. I would think would be the first thing that you would think.
If you were having said dream and then you woke up and you looked down and there.
That would freak me out.
Wouldn't that?
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
That probably
no?
would.
No? For a split second, you probably wouldn't go, freak out. But
first thing
I'd
do is probably wake up, do the, and then look down and see the shirt and say, oh, what a coincidence. I'm wearing this
so.
Shirt. I don't think
or
it
maybe
would
you would.
No. I think it depends what the first thing you saw when you woke up.
Yeah.
Chances are you're not going to be sleeping like this where you're looking down at your shirt, but.
I punched Shannon in the stomach while we were sleeping this time. No, here's the.
Did she retaliate?
No, she didn't. Because we were spooning, and I was
right.
the big spoon at that time. And
right.
Well, yeah.
We were sleeping. I had this dream that Tracy Morgan from Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock fame was trying to rape me, and I was a woman, and we were in New York City.
I'm going to get you, Jason.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff you were saying. And I was running, and I went to a subway
Brian Fellows.
Station. I went to a subway station and I went to the bathroom and got in the stall. And I was hiding behind the stall. And then he starts trying to get in, but you know how, but for some reason the bathroom stall door opened inward. Oh, that's how they all open. So, but no, so that was the only thing keeping me away from him is like I was behind the door and he was like, ah. So we were
they open both ways.
Do they open both ways?
Yeah.
That is for the retarded people or the wheelchaired people.
Handicap. Yeah. Either one they open both ways.
Yeah. But anyways, he
what she said.
He finally gets in and begins to rape me. And to defend myself, I punch. So in real life, I'm holding Shannon like so. And in real life, I punch. And all of a sudden, Shannon just screams, oh! Like that. And I wake up. I'm like, oh, are you okay? And she said, why did you punch me in the stomach? And I was like, I had a dream. Tracy Morgan was trying to rape me. And,
okay.
And,
good night.
Back to sleep.
This is how much of a sport Shannon is. This is when we first started dating and spending the night and stuff. So she's a pretty good sport. That's one of the first things she put up with. She's a pretty good sport.
I probably would have ended after that. Like,
this guy punches me. Yikes.
Mom always told me not to get into her violent relationship.
You ever punch Christy around just for dreaming's sake?
Well, yeah. But
who doesn't?
No. So, smacked her ass.
Smacked your ass.
Oh, yeah. Like, during sleeping or just normal
sex.
Day-to-day or sex?
Both. All three.
I grab Shannon's ass a lot. I mean, like, when we're hugging out. Like, for some reason, my hands just automatically
go
down to the ass. And inside the pants, even. I do that thing.
Ass or boobs, usually.
Boobs?
Boobs.
Yeah, I play with the boobs.
Boobs are nice.
Okay. I don't do that.
No, I do.
Windshield wipers.
I do. I'll walk up. I walk up to Shannon and like we're just like our greeting to each other. I'm like, "Hello," and she'll go in for a hug, and I'll go like this, and I'll just kind of smack side to side a little.
Those
bit.
Pendulum balls,
right?
Yeah,
like that thing.
And
you're a pendulum ball.
You're me or Wade?
Well, both of you.
No,
no,
no. I want to know what you think of your friends. But
I think Wade's a pendulum ball.
Wade's a pigeon ball, and I am
undecided.
The
I'll
string that holds
later.
It all together.
No.
Oh, the bracket. The bracket's what I am. I'm the bracket.
Yes, bracket.
So Brandon's the string.
Okay, we gotta get the show rolling because we're really just rambling now. What's been going on? We recorded shows last month.
We did.
We should talk about this and get this out of the way. And they're the two best. They're like Godfather
they're
one
really
and two of
shows.
12 string. We had Aaron on the show.
Godfather one and two.
Yeah,
string.
Yeah. They were the shit. They're the Dark Knight of
12 trains.
Yeah. And we finished the show. We did two shows in one day actually. Mm. Had them all recorded, ready to go. I go back to edit and post them on the internet, and all of a sudden you can hear us talking, but there's this loud, obnoxious buzz going on the entire time. Which was
highly annoying.
Yeah, I showed it to Brandon. There's no way to fix that. There's no way to do it. So we just had to scrap the shows. So I'm sorry you guys missed out on the best shows ever. But
we're still number 20.
Huh?
We're still number 20 on Podcast Alley.
20.
In number
comedy,
20.
Or?
Yeah, number 20.
I thought
comedy.
It was 63. Just in comedy, you mean?
When I voted yesterday, under comedy, we were number 20.
Oh, yeah. We're like at number 16 now.
Oh, sweet.
But
so go out there and vote if you haven't done so already.
I don't understand what the fuck is so hard for people to understand about this voting thing.
I think a lot of it is the verifying in the email.
Right.
Maybe they just don't get it. They don't want to do it.
Yeah, they don't want to do it. But whenever I get something from a friend, you know, I don't like doing shit for people either. We all know me. I don't like doing
shit.
True. But my friend sends me a thing on the internet. I'm on the internet anyways, goddamn. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll do these few clicks. It doesn't bother me because I'm always, you know, if I'm just sitting in front of a computer wasting time,
right.
Then I'm sitting in front of a computer wasting time, I might as well be doing something. Why the fuck don't people? What's so hard about it? And they act like it's such a goddamn big deal when you ask them to.
Who does?
I don't.
Is that what you said? Is that what you asked?
The people that respond to the messages I send out on Facebook.
They respond to them and say,
really?
Yeah, like, stop telling me to vote! Okay, then vote! I won't send you the message anymore. You know, if everybody would just
Who
vote.
Does that?
Adam Mormon did. Dan Verstoffel did.
I don't know
any of these people. So they're not my
They're not
friends.
Real people. I don't just, care about them.
Just various people.
I'm joking.
Jim Chalmerson did.
If you listen to the show, I love you.
Shim Shomery did.
I don't love you if you listen to the show.
She's Indian.
Who?
Shimmy Shim Shomery.
I don't even
Exchange
know.
Maybe. At some point.
Probably.
She's an adult now.
Oh.
This is only adult-only podcast.
You're thinking of Podge, and she was Brazilian.
I like cock. Jesus.
I saw a picture of her recently.
How's she looking?
Good.
What are you laughing
she
at?
Still looks, she kind of looks the same, really.
Right.
It's like he said, I saw a picture of her. What else can I say to that? Like, what's she like now?
True.
Like, what is she into
I think
these
it was
days?
The creepy, like, undertone of your voice. How's she looking?
Yeah,
how's she looking?
I think that's what it was.
Like, I want to jizz on her picture.
Does it still smell good? Does it still taste right? So have you guys...
Speaking of things that taste right...
Yeah?
I was going to go into the two girls, one cup thing.
Oh, yeah.
But...
taste, huh?
I have a big announcement to make later in the show. Life-changing announcement.
Uh-oh.
Why later?
We need a
Let's talk about Two Girls, One Cup, which you haven't seen, and we're going to videotape you after the show watching and reacting to. And then we're going to do Wade.
Uh-oh.
That's what she said.
With one guy, one cup. I would do these two.
We're going to do Wade with one guy and one cup?
Yeah, we're going to fuck gonna Wade fun. With a guy and a cup. We're going to put the guy in first, and then if the cup fits, that too. No,
while the guy's in him, also shove a cup up there.
Yes, Brandon. Yes.
Would it just collapse?
What kind of cup?
It would just
styrofoam
kind of,
cup.
Kind of cup?
Don't ruin it.
I was thinking Dixie cup, but I guess
I was thinking styrofoam. Styrofoam wouldn't work.
No,
Dixie cup would be more.
You could crumble it up to a ball and shove it up your ass. Why does every show, some point or another, come back to anal sex?
It always
every
does.
Show.
There's something intriguing about anal sex. As much as I hate anal sex, there's something about it that just makes me
I think
want
it's
it.
Really?
Yeah. It's
I think I'd do it, but...
I've had the discussion with... Shannon's had anal sex. I've had anal
really?
Sex. We both... Well, not with each other.
Each
not
other.
With each other. But
right.
Shannon doesn't seem like that type.
No, she's not. She's not the type. But, you know, she's one of those girls that,
but
you know...
she had it.
She didn't like it, though. You know,
try
she tried
once.
It. You try it, and you don't... Yeah. You know, didn't like it, not going to do it again. And the fact that she doesn't want it with me makes me want it with... Even,
right.
even though I've had it, and I don't like it. Yeah. I don't care for it. I'm like, well, why the fuck not? You know?
You're inches away from pleasure town.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. The vagina is the greatest thing in the world. Why would I want to go back to the shitty part of town when I'm right there,
right.
You know, in downtown?
I would got to put a playground next to a sewage
system. Because urban sprawl, that's why. Mm-hmm. Urban sprawl. But
flight.
There's something about it that makes me want it.
Racism.
Right.
But you're going to find out all about the anal pleasures after the show when we watch Two Girls.
Oh, okay.
One
I thought
cup.
There was something else I was being forced to do. You're going to find out about anal pleasures.
You are.
You and Christy haven't had the anal?
No. Nah, she would never. She doesn't want to try it at all.
Hmm. Well,
I'd be willing to try it.
That's understandable. I can understand the not even want to broach the subject.
Right.
But once you broached it with one person, why not broach it with another? And
right.
God, honest with you, if Shannon was like, "Yeah, let's do it," I'd be like, "Hey, you just gave me a big flaccid one." I wouldn't even want it. It's the fact that she doesn't want to give it to me that makes me.
That's kind of.
I know, right?
Strange.
I know. Nobody ever claimed that was normal.
Yeah.
It's a little rapey of you.
What?
You and Jenna done the animal?
No, we haven't.
No.
She doesn't want it.
You like it, though, don't you?
I mean, I don't like it. I want to do, but I don't like it. It's not something I have to do, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't mind it.
Let's be honest. Your dick going into anything tight and slightly moist is going to feel good.
It's true.
Right.
It's just, it's an awkward situation when you pull out.
I don't know.
I feel like big around. And,
did you have to, like, wash your dick afterwards immediately?
No, it's not like
there's
shit
like
right inside of there.
On there.
No.
I use a condom every time to prevent that.
When I did do it, though, when I came out, you know, the hole was still like as big around your dick. So it's like, holy shit, because you got to look down and see.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. Mm. But then like, oh, this is real nasty. But like something came out like a little, like a, so I was like, oh God.
Have you seen Zach and Miri Make a Porno yet?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I downloaded it.
That's a good movie.
I saw Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Check that. You didn't like it?
I have never seen a movie try so hard to be fucking cool. Okay? And I watched a bunch of new movies in the past week. Horrible movies, but I enjoyed them all. What's that?
That doesn't make any sense.
No, they're like, just not good movies, but I sat there and thoroughly enjoyed it. I watched Sex Drive.
Then there would be good movies in your opinion.
No. There's a difference, you know. It's a movie you can sit there. Like, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, Shannon and I both sat there and watched it like, I get
movie.
It. You're cool indie kids. You do all this stuff that normal kids don't do. I understand. Your parents don't have to make you have a curfew. You're in the city. You're having fun. You're going from bar. By the way, these kids would have spent about five... About $500 in one night on cab fare / bar entry fees / drinks.
Well, I mean,
drinks.
It's a movie, though. You can't really take it as a reality.
It's kind of like Sex and the City, where they wear high heels everywhere in New York City.
Yeah. It's like 90210, the new one, which, have you seen it?
No.
It's terrible.
No.
First episode, this kid, who's supposed to be 15 years old, is getting a blowjob in front of the school.
Right?
Like,
right.
Really? That happens nowadays?
Didn't you guys get blowjobs in front of the school?
In front of school?
Yeah.
No. Bathroom. But, who was I talking to last night?
I don't know. Not me.
Oh, Taylor was over here. And she was talking to Josh's little sister. She said that her sister was, Josh's sister was talking about spring break and how they're going to Cancun. And she's like 17 years old. And Taylor said, why do you want to go to Cancun? Have you ever been to Mexico? Do you know anything about it? Why do you want to go so bad? And she was like, I've like wanted to go to Cancun since it was on the hills. And it's just like, wow. That's the things like the blowjob in front of school. That's right. Why kids are doing stuff like that. Because it's on television and people...
Right.
It's just a crazy experience. It's just a crazy little phenomenon that we have going on in our lives right now.
I think Nick and Nora's is cool. I like it.
It would be. I love Michael Cera so much, and I just hate to watch him like do the same fucking thing. And that movie just tries. Brandon, you gotta watch it just to see what I'm talking about. It tries so hard. Like every fucking line of dialogue and how like nonchalant. Like you should be nonchalant with gay people, but they try to over.
It's New York, though.
No. This movie tries really hard to make the point of
it all.
You didn't think
it'll. No.
You have to watch it and see.
I will. It's on my queue.
Queue and Netflix.
Is everybody here? Is anybody here underage? There's a cop across the street.
Oh.
Right now? Again?
No. Do you remember that? Who was that dude? Do you remember that?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
At his party?
Or Shannon's party? Shannon's party, yeah.
Oh, yeah. John. John.
This guy walks in and says, is anybody here underage? And we're like, it was just kind of weird to hear.
Was I here?
Yeah.
You were here. I don't know if you were there at that point.
Oh.
Yeah, you were here at that point.
Oh.
Do you remember Donica? Blonde girl, tall?
Yes.
Then, yeah, you were here at that point.
Okay.
That was the most annoying night.
That's why I brought that up, because I figured that you would want to vent about that.
Of my fucking life. I swear to God.
We could tell you were annoyed. Some of it was annoying.
Not just at Shannon's friends, it's some of my own friends.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like when Anyette showed up, you know. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just beyond the point of showing up at someone's house at 12:30 at night when the party's winding down. With two strangers, one of which was an annoying dude, and showing up without beer, without anything to contribute to the party, and them saying, hey, can I get beer? You know, it's just like...
Well, he brought marijuana, contributed to that.
But I didn't get to smoke any of it, you know, but that's beside the point. The fourth thing, that guy that he brought along, he and I don't like each other in the first place. We work with...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And awesome. Chris,
strange guy.
And Chris always does that shit. He just brings people, like, he acts like it's open invites. Like, man, no, we're adults now. We have, like, you know, it's an organized thing, you know. And plus, when Shannon asked me if she can have the party here, she said, hey, can I have some people over? Because they can't have people at their apartment for parties because there's no parking. You know, you have to have an $80 parking pass to park there for the year. It's very, that's why I can't ever go up there. You know, you have to have it's a big to-do to go up to her apartment. She's kind of people over here. I was like, yeah, sure. When she said, can I have people over here? I figured she'd, within reason, invite an in reason amount of people. How many people would you fucking say were here that night?
At any given point or like together? All together?
I'd say at its
apex.
Peak. At its apex. Yeah, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. At its apex.
I'd say between 25 and 30.
Because at one point, oh my God. You, I, and Steve, I invited my two friends to go back in my room and do what we were going to do, you know, in private. I didn't make a big deal saying it because, you know, I just wanted, you know, I was like, okay, Steve and Brandon, let's go back there because I know the two of you did. I didn't want to provide for everyone here, you know?
Right.
So I walk back. We go back there and we do our thing and we come back out and so Lindsay smelled it, you know, which I didn't mind.
Yeah. That whole thing was awkward. I was like, oh, God, I bet Jason's pissed that the whole party is back there smoking marijuana.
And Lindsay said, hey, did you just smoke? And she said it quietly, which was good of her. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, yeah. And she said, oh, can I give you some money? I was like, well, I'll tell you what. Don't give me any money. Just give me like 15 minutes to come down a little bit so I can enjoy it, too. And I'll go back there and smoke with you. No problem. And then Shannon was like, ooh, can I go, too? So, you know, I was like, okay, yeah. The three of us will go back there. You know,
Jenna joined in.
No. Jenna wasn't the first one to join in.
Oh.
Yeah. So the three of us go back there, and I start packing up a bowl, you know, and getting ready to go. And then
Someone, you were in there. Someone in here said, "Hey, everyone, they're smoking back there."
Yeah,
and it was like,
yeah, and so like
they're just young, man. I mean, it's
someone
like,
knocks on the door and then they say, "Can we come in?" Yeah, but then it ended up being like there were probably 10 people back in my bedroom.
The whole party, except for me and Wade.
I heard noise. I hear like somebody knocked on the door, and I was like, "They're being really loud. There's probably cops here." So I walked out here just to check on what's going on. And I said, "Hey, don't open the door if anybody comes to the door. Because if we knock on your door and don't open the door, what's he going to do? Go get a warrant? By then, okay, situation's over anyways. No big deal.
Right.
But like, then they started bitching, and I said, "Don't open the door." But then, like, when I came out here, this area was full. People were all over the floor just sitting here. The couch is full. The living room is full. There had to be 30 people here at that point. And it's just like, this is like a 700 square foot apartment. You know, this is too many people for this. You know, so I wasn't mad at Shannon because, you know, she probably didn't plan everybody she invited showing up.
Right.
But it was just kind of like, God damn it. And when we were back there, the people were screaming and hooting and hollering. Wow. And I kept saying to people back there,
running up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
Screaming and stuff.
I kept saying to people, hey, I don't mind us all being back here, but there are literally people sleeping 2 feet below us. Uh-huh. Can you, like, not scream and yell? And they'd look at me, and they'd be quiet for literally a fucking second, then go right back to it. And they kept saying, Shannon kept saying, well, you know, you got to understand, we're younger. No, Taylor, Taylor's 19 years old. Taylor conducts herself like a fucking adult. Josh is 21 years old. Josh never is like that. I hang around plenty, because I go to school with younger people. So Daniel and I always hang around younger people.
Yeah.
And none of them are ever like that. Those girls are consistently annoying as fuck. You know?
Yeah.
Oh. That's why I don't like going to parties that much, you know? Like, my friends having people over, that's fine. But, like, as far as parties go, like, I don't really
do that. Parties
with
younger people.
Yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was just, it was very interesting watching the dynamics of it. Mm-hmm. Like, even when Christy was here, we were, it was, like, segregated, you know?
Yeah,
they were over here playing Kings or whatever,
some
college
game
they were playing.
Yeah.
It was like we were just sitting there, like wow. I remember my first beer.
Yeah, exactly. And like even when Shane was saying that, you understand we're 22 years old. I thought to myself, you're 22 years old. When the fuck do you ever get like that? You're not even being like that right now. It's your party. You're drunk too. You know.
Right.
So it wasn't like it's not an issue of age. It's an issue of acting like a fucking normal person.
Immaturity.
Yeah. So I'm not doing that again. I told Shane, I was like, we're not doing that again, you know? I cannot wait for her to not live in that apartment with those girls anymore.
Yeah.
My God.
She's still going to be friends with them, though, right?
But it probably won't. Yeah. She won't hang out with them as much. Or are they, like, her best friends?
No. She's not, like, really happy.
She's only
like
friends because she lives with them kind of thing.
So any other life-changing events since last time we spoke, guys?
No.
I don't think so.
Do you want to do your
Okay, yeah. then I do want to get to the life-changing news. Push the button, 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 push the button.
It's already pushed.
Tweak! This past couple months, Band of the Week.
Right, because it was also the Band of the Week last time.
Yeah, but we're going to redo it just because. Band called Loxley. They're good. I need another cough drop.
You sick?
Getting out of being sick.
Like getting out of work. I'm getting out of work.
I'm getting out of this shit. I'm done for the day. Band called Loxley. They're pretty cool. Don't know how to describe them really. They're rock. Franz Ferdinand meets old school Franz Ferdinand.
So they sound like Franz Ferdinand.
Older Franz Ferdinand.
You just like saying Franz Ferdinand.
Nand. I like the word nand. Makes me feel like I'm saying like a dirty word. Nand. Ned.
Do you feel like that when you say and?
And.
Now that you mention it.
Yeah. Creepy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to play
a song
now. It's called All Over Again.
We can start all over again.
That's how the song goes.
Wow.
Everything to seem like everything's all right, but that
thought you were gonna do something funny.
No.
Excuse me. I thought you had like a hidden button there that you weren't telling me about.
How was I gonna do that?
I don't know.
Because I'm magic.
Yes.
You looked at me and you said, "Can I do a transition?"
Yeah,
to the
I thought you
show?
Had some kind of.
And you like kind of like.
I like my transition. I wrote.
So it was more of a gay thing.
But it didn't come out. It cut off.
Do it again.
Do
it again. Do it again.
It cut off.
Oh yeah, it did.
Did it?
Not that far.
No, did that time too. It's supposed to go. Bum, 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 bum,
oh.
And it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Do we use a shorter version for it, I wonder?
No, it's, I wrote it and recorded it.
That's so, you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Positive.
Pretty good.
You're all right.
No, you'll be all right in this business.
Yeah. You'll be all right making transitions, bud. Anyway,
thinking about making a transition in my life.
For what? Having kids?
Going to school and getting my teacher's degree, being a teacher.
Yeah?
For what kind of teacher?
I was thinking high school.
But what kind of teacher?
What kind?
English. I want to teach people how to misspell things in Japanese culture.
When foreigners.
I don't know this answer. I'm not a foreigner.
When foreigners come to this country and they have to learn the English.
English.
Do they take English class like we take, or do they take like
English is a second language?
Yeah,
that's what it's called. So it's not like it's like Spanish class
for
us.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of principle.
English is a hard ass language.
Yeah. So many different variables in the way.
Right. There's
speak.
Rules and then except for this and this.
Yeah.
So it's not a rule.
It's a
rule.
I know. It's a rule. As long as you follow it.
It's a rule in the fact that it breaks so many times.
Yeah. You've really just got to begin the sentence and end the sentence, and it's right, pretty much, and we'll understand what you're saying, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. No, we won't.
Yeah,
it's
you will.
All,
if we don't understand, we'll yell at you for being a foreigner.
English is weird because it's all about the way it sounds out of your mouth.
That's what she said.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The forms of is and are, you know, I don't know, it's just weird.
It's.
I thought there was going to be vomit, did you? I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh man,
that'd
yesterday,
be hilarious.
That would really funny.
That would have been pretty good.
Yesterday I was walking out of work and I had to cough and sneeze at the same time.
That's the worst.
That's terrible.
You feel like you're going to shit your pants when it happens. Like, after you're done, you're kind of like, I always, like, end up touching my ass just to make sure that it didn't, like, plop out. Because it's your vacuum. You ever, like, cough, sneeze, and fart? At the same time?
I've never had that happen.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's terrible.
I've farted and coughed before.
Well, yeah. The cough and sneeze caused the fart to happen.
Right. The force.
That's terrifying, too. It's like you have things coming out of every possible hole in your body except your ears.
And your eyes.
Your penis.
That's not holes. Cause you ever seen the inside of an eye hole? Kevin Gallimore. Kevin Gallimore and I used to hang out all the time. And when we were in like 6th, 7th grade.
This is not
grade.
The first time he's been brought up on the show. It's random Kevin Gallimore.
And like we'd sit there and one time, take it out.
He showed me.
One time he showed me inside his eye. And every so often, let me see the inside of your eye again. So I'd have to, you know, he'd take his eye and let me look inside, you know. It's weird looking in there. It's not what I thought. I thought for some, I know, I looking back, I don't know why I thought this. I was in 7th grade. That's why I thought this. But I assumed it was just a
hole
in your brain.
There's nothing back there.
There's a hole in your brain. And like, oh, there's your brain right there. There's nothing behind it. Yeah. But it's really just like
it hurts.
It's a concave little.
Now I don't know math.
Oh, who's my mom?
I think it was the 3rd or 4th grade. He used it as like show and tell.
Nice.
1 year.
That is handy because he probably, what happened there is probably forgot.
Right.
Yeah.
Something. Oh, yeah.
You ever have a kid in your class who just would come in for show and tell and just bring the most inane thing with a million little pieces, or like bring his entire He-Man collection, like the entire He-Man collection?
Remember,
I don't remember
about show
anybody.
And tell.
I don't even know what I brought in for show.
Really?
And tell. Yeah.
The point of show and tell was to bring one thing. You know, one like, hey, right. Look at this. This is something I have that it might be interesting to you. Not to bring your a knapsack full of He-Man toys and say, this is...
this is my entire collection.
This is Man-at-Arms. He's cool. This is She-Ra.
Here's the castle.
I had the castle.
Yeah.
Did you have the cool Castle Grayskull with the panther mouth and the hands and the track that went around it?
I don't remember. I had one.
I did.
I did have the Ghostbusters thing with the eye.
Oh, you lucky mother. That's Ninja Turtles.
I mean Ninja Turtles, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have the Technodrome. That's what it's called, the Technodrome. Yep. I know my cartoon shit.
That was nice.
I mean, I have much toy. Book learning, but I got a lot of tube learning.
I always wanted the, you know, like the, they probably still have it there at Toys R Us. They have the Millennium Falcon, like they have it set up where it's open and they have Star Wars characters in there. They used to have it set up when we were kids, and last time I was there, they did too.
Hmm.
The Toys R Us there by the mall.
Toys R Us used to be a whole different experience. Yeah. It looks a lot different than it used to be.
Right.
Yeah.
People used to go there.
It used to be something fun to go to. Now it's not at all.
People really? Used to shop. Used to have money to shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
Oh, God knows I don't.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Let's all just kill
ourselves. So, this Michael Phelps situation.
Yeah. He's got money to spend.
Yeah. On marijuana.
On marijuana.
Marijuana.
So, yeah. I was kind of, you know, everyone's making a big deal about this. I was kind of proud of what one sports commentator said about, because you know how people in the media are, like, are on TV.
Right.
And stuff. They're like, well, no, marijuana, drug, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're always like that. And, you know, rarely ever do you hear someone say,
do you think they believe that?
Probably
or,
not.
Or they just feel like, well, that's what needs to be said on
right.
television.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Probably.
Yeah. That's why I always
just say that. Because, A, I don't consider marijuana a drug.
Not at all.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
no.
It's a drug, but it's not a drug.
No, right. It's the same.
It's the safest
drug. Alcohol,
caffeine, alcohol,
soda pop in general.
Right.
Or
I think alcohol is way worse.
Absolutely.
Alcohol, oh, totally.
That's
yeah.
A completely different
alcohol
argument.
Alcohol will shut down your liver. You yeah. Know, destroy family. I never heard anybody say, "Man, my wife left me because of weed. And my
yeah.
Kids can't go to college because of weed."
Right.
And, you know.
Or I killed someone on the road because I was high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Although the commercials. Make you
well,
think
that's
that happens.
Commercials are bullshit.
Yeah.
It's feeding that whole opinion.
There's no way you can take off in your car like at a you know a jerking speed when you're high. It's like
or
very
forget
slow.
To babysit your brother
yeah.
So he dies in the pool.
Right.
You can take off in your car in a jerking speed when you're high. I've done that plenty of times.
Really?
You can hit somebody when you're high. You can hit a little girl riding a bicycle. While you're leaving a fast food restaurant while you're high. It's
or
very,
while you're not high, too.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's the point I was getting
yeah.
To make. It's like, you, but same thing. It's like anything that's going to make you not pay attention. So if you're going to outlaw weed while driving or it's
outlaw
anytime.
Well, idiots.
Weren't they like literally smoking in the drive-thru?
In the drive-thru, yeah. Yeah.
You should outlaw.
Hey, that's the smartest thing. Yeah.
Outlaw cell phones. You know, that,
right.
That Mythbusters where they did the, is talking your cell phone as bad as drinking and driving, you know. That showed that talking to your cell phone is worse than drinking and driving, having like the
really
yeah barely legal limit. You know, so talking to your cell phone while driving is just as bad as drinking and driving. So I anybody that talks to your cell phone while they drive and says to me, "Well, has a little diagram."
Anybody that mumbles to me,
anybody has no point to say at all.
We make that a sound bite.
That was good the second time.
No. Don't make the second one a soundbite. Sound guy. Okay?
I'm trying, well, the reason there, I the mumbled booth. Off because I was trying to think about who the person that argued with me. They were talking about that show and they said, "Well, I don't believe that," you know. And even though they just, and I was just like, "You stupid motherfucker!"
I don't believe in evolution.
It was somebody that spoke to their cell phone a lot while they drove, and they were like, "Oh, I don't believe that it's as bad." And I would just think, I thought to myself, if they did the exact same test and it had had the opposite outcome, you'd say, "Oh, that test is accurate." Exact
right.
Same test, you know. You
well, how'd they test it though?
They had
someone drunk
on a test
just
track.
Just literally,
yeah, got to the barely legal limit of being drunk, and then when I run a test, it
barely
obstacles
legal.
And stuff. And the person that was drunk did better than the person talking on a cell phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I talk on my cell phone and drive all the time.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, by yourself. Because you can't hurt anybody else.
Right.
You talk to your cell phone when you drive, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Really?
I'll just let the call go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I called Verizon on my way up here and wrote down some information on
wow.
The paper I had while I was
well,
driving.
Well, you're the other extreme.
you fucking text while you drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
Sometimes I do, but.
I'll give the, okay, yeah, I'll be there, you know, or whatever.
Right.
While I'm driving. But I won't sit there and have like a conversation.
Oh, yeah. I drive with my knee and touch
yeah.
With both
God,
hands.
I hate you so much.
You make me nervous when you do that.
It's like one of those things where like if he's in a hospital, do you go, because he got in a wreck, he's like, "I'm paralyzed from the waist down." Do you say, "Huh, you know, yeah.
Sounds about right."
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Right.
That's what
happened. Fair enough.
That's what you did to
yeah.
yourself.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, going back to that thing, a lot of the media opinions. Oh no, Michael Phelps. What is he doing to his career? It's ruining. What is he doing? Drugs. Oh no.
I understand kind of the Wheaties sponsorship dropping out because
Wheaties.
Yeah, because you know, kids actually do like look up to like the Wheaties box
sure,
kid.
Yeah. It was a bad thing to do.
Right.
Yeah. It was a poor decision by him. It was a bad thing to do. In his position, he's making a lot of money to be that.
Yeah.
He's up on that pedestal, and he's unfortunately has to deal with, you know, he has a certain set of guidelines he has to live by, you know. But on the scale, and it was Mike Golick, who's a co-host of Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN Radio.
Who's also on Saved by the Bell College, wasn't he?
No, that was Bob Golick, his brother.
Oh, okay.
Who played for the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Mike Golick played for, like, the Broncos or something. No, not the Broncos. Anyway. He said, you know, on the scale of bad things, it's really not that bad.
No.
Yeah. You know?
Compared to all the illegal things that happen in, like, the government.
Yeah.
You know, that's what her Jez dad was talking about last night. Was like, this is not nearly as bad as what happens in our government.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
And, well, the thing that he did when he was 19, when he got a DUI, that's a lot worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot worse, you know? Than getting caught smoking a bomb. Right. I mean, you know, like,
but since he won eight gold medals, he's now, like, anything he does bad, quote unquote.
Right. But I understand that pedestal that he's on and that it was a bad thing to do, but on the scale of things he could have done.
Not the worst.
I love the marijuana, but if I was getting paid $100 million to be this this symbol of, like, you know, American wholesomeness and whatever, guess what? I'm not doing anymore.
Right.
I'm not smoking marijuana until my
until you're done.
Until you're done
Olympiating.
Right.
Until the next 4 years pass.
It's like when you're a professional athlete, you know, if you like going out and doing drugs, like Ricky Williams, for example, he likes the weed as well.
Or anybody on the Bengals, for that matter.
Anybody likes weed. Anybody likes weed. We don't have to sit here and name people.
Oh, I know.
If you're a person who has tried weed, then you like weed. Mm-hmm. There's not a time when you're going to say, you might say, I don't want to do it anymore.
Jen doesn't like it.
I thought she smoked the other night.
She did. She just doesn't like it.
What'd she smoke?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's
not my issue.
Right. Just, yeah.
Were you mad at her for that?
I got a little bit mad, but because I know, like, she doesn't like it, but I think she wanted to just because, like, everyone else was doing it. She's like, we'll try it again. See if I like it.
When she came back in my room, she was like, Wade's going to be so mad at me. And I was like, then what are you?
Yeah,
you know, right now he's gonna be mad. Yeah.
Right.
So, but whatever.
So like, I thought it was cool of him to say that, you know, because I didn't expect that from someone that's on a national
Thursday night. Did you hear what he said?
What,
which I think Michael Phelps is the best thing you could say because it was like Alec Baldwin and people of that nature. You know, when Alec Baldwin got caught yelling at his daughter on his cell phone,
that was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. And like,
you're a miserable human being.
No, I think that Alec Baldwin got a bad rap on that because, you know, he probably didn't call her, and he's not probably like that true. She's probably a little shithead because she's also the kind of daughter that, like, releases a private voicemail from your dad to the media. Right. So she's probably a little shithead to begin with.
Right.
Well, that was probably most of her mom's idea too.
Well, yeah,
you know.
But it was probably he's probably at his breaking point with her anyways.
Yeah.
But when that happened to him, he apologized. Or the Jerry Lewis thing, we called the kid a faggot on the telethon. You remember that?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, look that up. Anybody that's watching, Jerry Lewis calling a retarded kid a faggot. It's amazing.
Oh, Jerry Lewis. Yeah.
Yeah, on his telethon,
Wow.
Alec Baldwin and Jerry Lewis did this thing where they said, yeah, I said, I'm sorry, you know, I can't keep apologizing.
Right.
Shouldn't have said it. My bad, you know? And what could the media do at that point?
Yeah.
You know? They're like, oh, well,
next
who
story.
Who is next to pick
on?
What's Tom Cruise doing?
Michael Phelps on Thursday night did the exact same thing. He said, look, I said my bad. I said I shouldn't have done it. I can't say I'm sorry anymore.
Yeah.
And it'll get over.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It'll
be done. Monday, there'll be something else.
Yeah.
Right. So,
it's
a
new week.
Yeah.
Best week ever.
Mm-hmm. He probably had the best week ever.
You guys hear about Christian Bale?
Yeah.
I've heard two things about Christian Bale.
Kind of
well, not two
too.
Things, but I've heard when he went off on that guy on the movie
set. Well, hope the lighting was great. You can't use the shot now, can we?
Have you guys heard the remix of it? Have you heard the actual tape?
Yeah.
I don't want to play the whole tape because it's like 4 minutes long, but people have been taking it. I'll find you guys converse, but people have been taking it. And
did you see there's a guy in Hollywood who
in Hollywood?
Yes, there's one guy in Hollywood. He was like, he had a Batman costume on, was like pretending he was Christian Bale and just like going around, just like yelling at people in like his Christian Bale voice. It was kind of funny, but
Christian Bale. B-A-L-E, right?
Yes.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Yes, he does. There it is, right here. This is the exact version I wanted to find, actually. They made a techno song of him yelling.
I'll put this on the Facebook page.
That's really
in case.
It's fucking distracting.
Oh god. Yeah.
But like, yeah,
that's really funny.
It is.
The pictures they have up. No, fuck no.
I'll put this on the
on the Facebook page so I can watch.
That's funny.
But
yeah, that's pretty funny too. There's been all kinds of celebrity mishaps in the past week.
There always are. Yeah, there has been.
Yeah, never gonna stop.
This week.
It's the economy.
It was a car horn.
Car horn.
I got distracted.
you wanna do this full thing with call?
I do.
Sure. I am so terrified right now. that
you missed
buzzing.
It again.
It's
you're buzzing.
Terrified that it's buzzing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're. Okay.
Well, if you're that terrified, then pause the show and check it.
Okay, we're gonna pause the show real quick. Brandon's getting
on. Very professional.
We weren't buzzing.
We.
There
you go.
Stories. Hey, by the way, met my dad. Oh,
really?
You met him? Face
no.
To face?
Not
you talked
met him.
Before. That's bullshit. What you posted?
What do you mean?
Christy told me she's on Facebook and stalking you, apparently.
Yeah.
So well, I learned about everything that you do through her.
The wiener is what brings her.
The wiener is what brings her. She said that maybe it was your status or something, I don't know, that said you talked to your dad for the first time. That's bullshit.
No.
Because he called you
a long
time ago and wanted you to come out and meet his new family. And you said, fuck you off.
That's right. How did I forget? How did Christy remember that?
No, I remembered that.
That's Dustin.
She told me that you had posted that, and I said, that's bullshit.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't talked to my dad. I've never met my dad. My
Bigfoot?
Biological father. No,
Bigfoot.
I haven't met him yet.
Sasquatch. Sorry.
<Yes.
laughs> Is that rude?
Was that your life-changing event?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I forgot all
but it's
about
not so
that.
Life-changing.
Not so life-changing now, is it?
No.
So, what... Anyway, it still happened, so what was the...
He's kind of a turd. I mean, he's a nice guy. Kind of a turd, though. I have another brother that lives here.
Here?
In Hamilton.
In Hamilton. Ooh.
Oh.
Hamiltucky. Yeah.
And I have two other little siblings that live in Florida with him and his wife now. They moved down like a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they all from different women?
No.
Oh. Are you and Dustin from the same dad?
Same mom, yeah.
Same mom, yeah, yeah. But same dad?
No, not same dad. My mom having two kids with the same guy.
Well, that's weird because you guys look exactly close.
You got to get one chromosome or...
Right, but you think only half would not make you look them. Like, yeah, me and my brother and I don't look...
I think you guys look a lot alike.
Really?
Yeah.
You think my sister and I look alike?
Nope, your sister's hot.
Thanks. Awesome.
I would totally fuck your sister at any hole she asked me to, but not you.
Wanted to for a long time.
Yep.
I think all my friends have.
I jerked off to your sister.
Dustin, you?
Me too.
So many times.
Do you want to have sex with my sister? I've never
met your sister. You've met Audra.
That's not true.
You've met Audra. I'm sure you've
Audra
met Audra.
Owens.
No, that was not my sister.
Hey, well,
Brad, you want to meet this girl?
Yeah, really?
Could have been.
Might have.
No, how many
years ago was this?
Was she in high school at
the time? You're thinking of Tara Reid from The Big Lebowski.
No, you're thinking of our mom, dude.
So, how did this happen? Did he call you?
MySpace.
Oh, wow.
Your dad has a MySpace? I checked my MySpace for the first time, and like, because I never get on, because it's so ghetto. And because, you know, all the glitter and shit people put on. It's like,
right.
You look at somebody's MySpace page with a high-speed internet connection, shouldn't take 5 minutes to load the page.
Right.
And then you have...
Music and pictures.
Music, video, all playing at the same time. It's like, oh, God, yeah. Orgasm of noise. Can't deal with it. MySpace, he sent me a friend request, and it was just a...
Hey, I'm your dad. How did that happen?
I
mean,
yeah. No, he didn't say anything about who he was. He just sent me a friend request with no message, by the way.
Really?
So, like, what the... I was like, what? what the fuck is that to, you know, how are you going to do that? And I recognized the name. And I called Dustin and I was like, hey, Dustin, you know, and showed him the situation. And so I sent a message saying, do I know you? You know, you look kind of familiar. Because I knew the name. I knew who it was, like, right away.
You don't know me, but you're my sperm.
So he called me. And he's a real nice. The next day he called me and we talked for a little bit. He's a real nice guy. Don't get me wrong. But he took the liberty of giving my phone number out to his mom, my brother that lives up here, all of his family, my email address to all those people, my MySpace. And, like, they all started writing me. And it's kind of an overwhelming situation for me.
Yeah.
And, like, when I do, and, like, so I don't make it a point to respond to these people right away, you know? I don't answer the phone for them, really, when they call. If they write me an email, if I have time, and I feel like it when I have time,
right,
I might respond to them. But I don't make it a point to. I'd say out of the 15 or so emails I've gotten, I'd say I've responded to 3 of them, you know? Just because I feel that in this situation, out of all the people that are wrong, I am the one that is least wrong. So I don't feel like I owe these people a meeting. I don't feel like I owe them anything.
No.
And they all act as, when I don't respond to them, they say, oh, they sent me another one saying, did you get my message? I understand you might want to meet me. Okay. But give me a fucking minute to get used to the situation here. This is a big thing for me.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, my brother is fucking Kevin Klein, Ricky Terrell religious, you know? So I don't understand what meeting him and hanging out with him is going to do for us.
Right.
Like, besides us disagreeing greatly on everything, you know? Or am I going to have to sit there and
see? The last thing you need is another friend like Ricky.
Right. Right. So I don't see what meeting him is going to do, because we're not going to, I mean, I'm going to meet him at some point, you know? I'll be nice and, you know, meet him. But, like, you know, I'm going to wait till my father comes up here so we can get it all done at one time. I'll meet the family all at one time. I'm not going to
overwhelming, man. That'd be pretty overwhelming.
Well, I can just leave. Like,
know what? You guys suck. I'm out.
No. Like I said, I feel in this situation, if anything is too much for me to deal with at one time, I don't feel I'm wrong for just walking the fuck away.
Why would you set yourself up to that situation?
Because I don't want to have a meeting with one person and then the next day meet another person and spend a week of days in my life meeting people, you know?
I'd rather waste, like, for 3 hours than waste, like, a whole week.
Yeah, you know. I don't want to. I'd rather just get it all in there and say, hey, I'm Jason. This is who I am, you know. And my grandma's uber religious, too. Like, she sent me an email telling me about herself and, like, how she, her one love, her second love in her life is her children, and her first love is God. And I was just like, fuck you. Oh, my God. As weird as the Hess family is, you know. I can relate to these people, you know, because they might, like, believe in God and all that stuff, but it's like they're not uber crazy about it. You know, they respect my...
They're smart about it.
Yeah, they're smart about it. They're not going to bite down. So I have nothing in common with any of these people. My dad is a real nice guy. We talk, but he's very awkward. I'm sure he's just nervous because he's talking to his son for the first time, you know, and I having a dialogue, but he makes really inappropriate jokes, you know. I think he's just trying to relate to me.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he saying?
He was talking about how his son, Fred, lives in Hamilton, is getting to have his first kid. And I was like, well, don't expect any grandkids from me anytime soon, you know, because I'm not looking to do that, if at all, anytime soon.
Right.
And he was like, oh, you better be careful. And I was like, oh, I am, you know. And then he was like, haha, pull out. You know, this is on AIM. I'm just like, really?
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Really? You just met me? You just met me, you know?
He's trying to relate to me.
I understand that. Right. But, you know, it's God. You know, that's a way to introduce yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm your dad. Make sure you pull out.
Because we won't want another you happening. Because I didn't. Because I didn't. And look where you're at now.
I didn't. A lot.
Inside of your mom. When I pounded your mom, I just coated the walls. I coated the walls with my dick juice. Your mom was filled with me.
There's the episode title. I coated the walls with my dick juice.
I coated your mom's walls with my dick juice. Do you enjoy that thought? Can you think of your mom?
So how's that make you feel, man?
How's
that you coated the walls?
Meaning my dad?
No, yeah, meaning your dad.
I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent to it right now, you know?
Did you feel like you needed to have that relationship?
I don't know, man. I kind of feel like my dad that brought me up is my dad, you know. I kind of feel, you know, I don't feel like he's my dad. I just feel like he's like a, you know,
player. And
That's the same way I feel about my mom, my biological mom.
Yeah.
It's like she's just a person I met, and that's cool. Like my brother who lives in Atlanta, who's, again, my half-brother, he's awesome. We talk every now and then. But I've met, hung out with my biological mom like twice, two or three times, and that was about it.
Yeah.
So it's just like
it's a weird situation because well, like in my situation, it's especially weird because like Wade has his like set parents, but like my parents were my parents for less than half my life to begin with, like
right.
And then I live with my grandparents, so my grandparents are really my parents. Yeah. I feel like because I don't get along with my mom, you know.
Yeah.
And my stepdad, he's a great guy, but I don't like, you know him as well as, you know. So my grandparents are my parents, you know.
Right.
But this guy is like.
That's what I was wondering, because I know you and Iser has no want, no need to ever meet his.
Iser knows who his dad is.
Yeah, he knows who he is, but he doesn't have any desire to meet him or talk to him or anything, you know.
Yeah.
And he said he thinks he saw him one time walking to the hardware store when he used to.
Yeah.
Work there.
He sent me a message on MySpace a long time ago about like what it was like when I met my biological mom or something.
Yeah.
Just asked me.
I always wonder if that's something that people just say, and then when they actually do it, it's like, wow, you know, or if it's true. Like, I don't know. I'll never know, obviously.
The feeling I have about the whole situation is that, you know, if he's up here and he wants to get together and have like a something to drink or whatever and sit down and have dinner and talk, you know. I'll give that to him because he explained the situation to me, and it wasn't his fault that, you know, that he wasn't around, but it was his fault.
Right.
So, you know, because as much as my mom might have said, hey, stay the fuck away, you know, I don't want you around him because this is an awkward situation for me. That he's still a person, and he could have said, no, it's my kid too, and I'll take a quarter of it. And he's putting on this act as if, you know, oh, I've been searching for you for so long. Was like, well, no, you haven't, dude. You know, if you wanted to find me, you knew who my grandparents were. You knew who I was.
Right.
If you wanted to find me, you'd find me, you know.
That's true.
So
not like didn't go much anywhere, you know.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, he could have, my grandparents didn't go anywhere. He knew who my grandparents were. He could have just said, you know, hey, where's, I had the right to. And if you really wanted to find me that bad, well, there's a thing called a court order he could have given my mom. Said, hey, by the way, this is my kid too. I get to see him when I want.
Right.
So he didn't. He wanted. He might have wanted to find me, but not as bad as he's making
it
seem.
Too hard,
And he said they found a bunch of Jason Hesses every time, one in Pittsburgh, one in several different places. And it's like, okay, well, way to use the fucking internet. Why not? If you want me so
Jason
bad,
Hess.
You know, way to use Google.
Yeah.
Did the internet blow your mind? Maybe I can find my son. You know, so I feel for the guy. I understand it was probably a weird situation for him, and dealing with my mom. Knowing my mom is not an easy person to deal with, so I'm sure it was bad. But if he really wanted to see me, he could have done it. So I'm not going to go out of my way to meet him. If I have free time, he happens to be in Ohio, and he wants to get together during my free time, I feel like that's what he can have.
Yeah.
You know, I don't owe him my time. I don't owe him shit. You know, so that's what I feel.
You say
about
he lives
it.
In Florida?
Lutz, Florida.
Oh.
It's right by Tampa.
Hmm.
Right by Tampa.
Did he go to the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him like in 2 weeks.
You know what happened at the Super Bowl?
Huh?
You know what happened to Super Bowl fans in Tucson, Arizona?
They got porn.
They caught a different kind of show during the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just as the Cardinals superstar Larry Fitzgerald watched himself sprint into the end zone on the Jumbotron during last Sunday's Super Bowl, 10 seconds of eye-popping pornographic imagery flashed across the screens of those watching at home, including full frontal nudity.
Wait, I thought what I was told was that it flashed on screen for 10 seconds, but it was just a girl in front of a guy unzipping his pants, obviously getting ready to suck his dick, but he didn't show anything yet.
I heard it was full frontal nudity.
I mean, neither one of us saw it, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Comcast and several local television stations that carried the signal say they are currently investigating what caused the interruption. It appears this material was only viewed by some Comcast customers, local Tucson television station said in a written statement. We are mortified by last evening's Super Bowl interruption and deeply apologize to our customers for the inappropriate programming. Our initial investigation suggests this was an isolated, malicious attack. Act.
What do you think happened? Do you think somebody
somebody that worked
fired
first,
or something?
Like a disgruntled employee?
Yeah.
That's right. Disgruntled? Yeah.
Because it was the signal that came from NBC to Comcast did not have it, you know.
Obviously,
so it was
right.
Somewhere in the local.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I mean, that's the Super Bowl is viewed by shit ton of people.
I think it was the third most watched show in history this year.
It was. It was a great game.
Oh my god! It was kind of a boring game up until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And it was kind of boring in the first quarter and a half. And then right before halftime, it picked up with that big fumble interception return. And then second half was pretty good, pretty much the whole thing.
Yeah. Man, I really didn't give a fuck because I didn't give a fuck which team won. But I was really rooting for the Cardinals, you know, after I, you know, found out the whole Kurt Warner story and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a really cool story. Yeah. Man. That'd be, since he's thinking of retiring, that'd be a really cool way for him to go out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's awesome. That's like they should make a movie of his story.
Right.
Being a grocery bagger. And
they probably will.
Yeah, they probably will at some point. They did for Mark Wahlberg when he made the Eagles, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's kind
of. You leaving?
Oh. All right.
TV on the radio. We'll release a remix EP on iTunes.
Oxymoron.
I know, right? Maybe not in the future. Maybe we'll have TVs on our radios in the future, but it won't be radio. It'll be TV.
Back in the day before there was TV.
TV with speakers.
Right.
Maybe, like, you're talking about back in the day before there was TV. It was like TV, but it was on the radio.
I think there... Well,
but if there wasn't TV, then it wouldn't be TV.
Well, you know now that it would...
That's probably just one of those band names that's a horrible band name that they thought sounded cool back when they first started the band, but it just sounds cool now because...
I kind of like it.
I do too. Yeah. But like back in the day, if somebody had said that and I didn't know who the band was, said, oh, TV on the radio, I'd be like, what kind of name is that? Quite honestly.
Yeah, I don't remember what my first reaction was. Anyway, they're going to release a remix EP on iTunes on February 17th.
Cool.
They will be on Saturday Night Live tonight.
Yeah. Cool.
And the Colbert Report on February 9th, which is Monday.
Do you think it's weird when electronic bands do the remixes?
Electronic bands? Did you consider them an electronic band?
I would consider them an electronic band. They're like
at all.
I've never heard them.
Really? They sound like the Nux, but with more.
Oh, okay.
I downloaded that CD too. I didn't like that CD.
You didn't like it?
Nah. Mm.
You and I don't have a lot in common.
No, we don't.
We don't.
We're
good friends.
It's almost like everything you say is good. I can almost say I won't like that. I can almost say I will not waste my time with that, sir. I will back away from that situation immediately.
Not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
That's what Don said the other night when we were talking about old Pearl Jam songs. He's like, Pearl Jam is so awesome. And I'm like, they're recording a new CD. He was like, I'm not going to worry about it.
I'm just going to pay attention to the old stuff. I'm not going to worry about the new stuff.
Not going to worry about it.
Everything I'm interested in them doing, they've already done.
The Grammys have managed to coax Blink-182 out of their 5-year hiatus.
Didn't you say they're getting back together?
There was a rumor.
Okay.
Yeah. The punk trio will appear at this Sunday ceremony as presenters. A Grammy rep confirmed that Blink-182 will take the stage in some capacity, but wouldn't elaborate on the details. So, I don't know. That continuing saga of whether it'll be good or bad for them to be back together.
It's called Sega.
Sega.
Oh, yeah. Old Sega commercials. Get ready to turn the amp back up to 11. Spinal Tap are hoping to record new songs this year.
Sweet.
Which would mark the semi-fictional band's first batch of new material since their 1992 album.
Semi-fiction, what does that mean?
They're a real band, but they're
only a band for the movie.
Right. They really play the instruments. Right.
Yeah,
they're a real band.
That. But they did tour, like in The Simpsons?
Yeah, they toured.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, I didn't know that.
And they had actual albums they released.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll be their first batch of new material since 1992's Break Like the Wind. It'll be for download as well as on computer.
Oh, comedy. Comedy!
It'll be for download as well as on conventional media later this year, actor Harry Shearer told BBC 5 Live. Shearer performs under the name Derek Smalls when he plays bass with the Mock Rockers. The group, which also features Michael McKean, Christopher Guest, and literally an army of dead drummers, last performed together was at London's Wembley Stadium in 2007 as part of the Live Earth Global Concert.
Zombies are so awesome.
Is the guy from Fleetwood still playing with them? I know he was at one point.
Who?
The drummer from Fleetwood.
Mick Fleetwood?
Yeah.
Huh.
He was playing with them last time.
Are you worried about the crackling again?
No, I'm just watching to make sure everything's still moving smoothly. I'm fine with the crackling.
You over that now?
Not over it.
I'll check afterwards. But
well, yeah, I'm going to check afterwards.
As for some of the possible tracks, Shearer jokes, we'll do a song called Gimme More, Some More Money, probably some, with some dubious results. Gimme Some Money was one of the band's early hits, along with tracks like Stonehenge and Sex Farm.
Do they have hits? Like
Big Bottom.
Do they have hits?
No, I mean, not like, they probably didn't crack the Billboard Top 50.
Okay.
That's that page.
That is that page. You piece of shit.
Wow.
Have you guys heard about Record Store Day?
It's like as a national holiday.
It's like Valentine's Day? Is it made by the record industry instead of...
No.
You have to buy everyone a record?
It's actually cooler than like what it sounds. It's a way to get people to frequent the independent record stores that are slowly going the way of the Buffalo.
Nice.
Last year...
I don't promote that.
Really?
Why?
No, I do not. I do not.
Why?
Because... Well, those record stores are only good for as long as physical media is available, and physical media isn't going to be around much longer.
I don't see that argument. They could sell digital media there.
Yeah.
How are you going to sell digital media at a
store? They sell them at Best Buy.
What?
Yeah. Their
what
cards.
The new...
Oh, that's the record industry gasping for, oh, no, we can still do this. Why the fuck would you go to a store... Buy a curd and come home just to, when you can
just saying
get
they do it.
I know.
You can put it in your phone and your like TVs.
But what is
now?
Your phone? Isn't it just like a gift card to get on iTunes and buy shit?
No.
Yeah, the cards.
The ones I'm talking about, they are.
No, I'm talking about like the little memory cards that they're putting albums
sticks,
on now.
Yeah.
Right. Which you have to buy a special reader for, and just to put it on your computer, and then put it on your iPod.
Don't they come in micro SD form?
Yeah, but you have to have a special reader for your computer.
Not
so
put in your phone.
They have them.
What's
in
the point
slots.
In buying that though, and then putting
they have
it on
your computer? Micro CD slots, SD and, slots, and computers.
And
too.
Computers and TVs.
Yeah,
but like my Mac doesn't have that, and a lot of computers don't have that. But
Christy's
PCs
laptop
do.
Does.
Okay, some do, but not a lot don't. My laptop doesn't. You know, it's one of those things that only certain people can buy. Is what I'm saying. It's useful
in
to some
the future.
People.
They'll probably all
in the
have
future.
Them.
Yeah,
okay. But what's
like
the
now,
point?
All of them
buying do. That, coming home, putting that card in your computer, taking it off your off the card, put it on your computer, then put it on your iPod. When you can just go to iTunes, do the same thing by clicking one goddamn button, and it's done. You know, that is just the record industry gasping and trying to
probably.
Stay,
but I
stay
think
alive.
I think independent record stores have more value than.
Mm-hmm. Because they have a lot of hard to find, like rare stuff.
That yeah,
and
that, like a lot of you can't get Daniel Johnston on iTunes. You know,
right. you
have
yeah,
to
you
go find it. No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Find me a Daniel Johnston song on
all
iTunes.
Right. You can't carry on the story.
Will Hoag, he had a live CD that I bought. And he only released it in independent record stores.
Right.
So,
well, yeah, there's always been things like
I
that.
Mean, that's,
but that's not going to be enough to keep stores afloat. You know, there's going to be stores like people are into vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always going to have a market. You can't buy
right.
vinyl on there. But like, you know, it's just what's the point in like trying to fight an uphill battle? The stores that are going to stay around are going to stay around. You know,
maybe not.
Well, then they won't. Daniel Johnston. Go on, store. I'm sorry.
I think they have more value than just buying stuff there, too, because there's a lot of places in record stores that have bands play there. They have in-stores mm-hmm. and things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 500 played a couple when we were like on one
right.
of our tours. Played like a couple in-stores acoustic.
Anyway, I think it's a good thing.
I do,
so
too.
I'm
with
continuing
you,
with the story.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wade.
No, I'm saying continuing the story. Yeah, but
I know you didn't say that, but... Last year, artists like Stephen Malkmus, Matador, Vampire Weekend, Death Cab, R.E.M., Built to Spill, and the Black Keys all had exclusive material available on the inaugural Record Store Day, which was April 19th of last year. Exclusive material and free stuff from India Ari, Franz Ferdinand, Bruce Springsteen is already available at participating independent stores. On this year's Record Store Day, April 18th, just
they
different
change
than April
every
19th.
Year.
Well, they got to pick a day, you know. It's not.
Well, it should just be one day.
Well,
like,
it's probably
you know, Mother's Day.
It was probably like a Saturday last year, and it's probably the Saturday this year, you know. Something. Wilco will make available their new live DVD, Ashes of American Flags, 2 weeks before its release everywhere else. Blah, blah, blah. For more information, visit www.recordstoreday.com.
Cool.
I got the new Bruce Springsteen CD.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it good?
That's all right.
Did you hear his last one?
No. Oh, yeah. The one back from like
The Rising?
Magic.
Oh.
It's called Magic.
Oh, the one I'm thinking of is
The Rising.
9/11. Like, here's 9/11 at Opus.
We got to play American songs.
Yeah. This building fell down. It's going to be my comeback.
My
the,
old man fell to
the new one's
I
good,
like this song, though.
But I can't think of the Kiss song that I'm thinking of right now, but there's a Kiss song. The first song on Bruce Springsteen's CD is a blatant ripoff of a Kiss song.
Oh, really?
There's like a there's a part with a synthesizer and it goes, and you know, and it's like the exact string.
Detroit
notes.
Rock City.
No, it's not. It's not like a big song. It's just a song that I happened to hear at one point, and I noticed it on. This song is the exact same thing.
That'll happen.
Yeah,
that'll happen. There's only a certain number of chords you can play.
12 sequence.
Wop. The first rock concert for the deaf is going to be held in Toronto.
God, of course, it's in Canada.
God, I hate people. God, I hate people.
Why is this a bad thing? It's not a bad thing. How is this a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing. It's just a pointless thing. God bless. God bless the deaf for wanting to waste their money to feel vibrations. It's you know, they can do it. It's just like, why? Why do you need to have that? Do you need to feel normal that way?
I mean, you don't even know the premise of it yet. You don't even know what's going to go on. Maybe they're calling it a rock concert, but it's actually something else.
I'm jumping to assumptions.
No, it's a rock concert.
Oh,
with bands? Mm-hmm. When we were at Lollapalooza in 07, was that the year I went? Yeah, I went in 07. On every stage, they had a signer. Did you have that at yours?
I didn't notice that.
On the right-hand side of the stage, there was a signer, you know, doing her thing. And I it was so distracting to me because I just kept looking and I was just like, who the fuck comes to a concert to listen to music that can't hear? Like, if you can't hear enough to where you can't hear blaring music and you need a signer, what do you get a concert for? You know, why did you spend $180 for this ticket to come to Lollapalooza?
Because they're free and white and they can do whatever they want.
They can. It's just a point of, why the fuck would you do that? You know?
I don't know. I think it's just them, like, feeling normal, quote unquote, you know? It's just their way of doing it.
I get that, you know, I get that. It just, to me, in my head, it just doesn't make sense. It's like,
you wouldn't do it. If you were deaf, you wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't
No, because I have common sense.
I think that's common sense. I mean, you can go and hang out with friends or, you know, be at an event.
I'm sure that's why they did it. You know, and that's why I didn't have a problem with them being there. And just in my head, I was like, well, what's the point?
What if you're friends with the deaf kid and you're talking to him, you know, he could read lips.
I would not be friends with a deaf person, first off. I mean, I'm sure they're nice people. Out of respect to them, I wouldn't be able to do it because I know I would.
Why?
I would just be like, I can't do this. I can't do the signing
thing.
So
if I had an accident tomorrow and I became deaf, you would stop being friends with me.
It'd be a chore. It'd be a chore.
Wow.
Hateful person. Hateful person.
I know where your real allegiance is.
I would hang out with you still just because we're friends, but I would not befriend a new.
It's not what you just said.
I would not befriend a new deaf person. I would not. I would be nice to them and I would help them out in any way I could. I'm not like, going to go around.
They don't need your fucking help.
I'm not going to go around making it a point to be mean to a deaf person. It's just, why would I sit there and hang out with a person that's going to be a chore for me to hang out with? You know,
I guess it's going to be a chore.
Prove me wrong.
Most of them can read lips. You don't have to sign to them or scream to them. Yeah.
Why would you scream to them?
Right. People
like
do
that. Like Jason
though.
Pilkington. He's like not fully deaf, but you have to talk a little bit louder to talk to him.
Maybe that's why he and I never really. Cause I always just.
Wow. That's really. Yeah, I can't get over that.
I don't have anything against deaf people. You know, like
you obviously do. You wouldn't be friends with one.
I would no. I would be kind to one. I would be a acquaintance with one, but I would not hang out with a deaf person because I couldn't be in the kitchen, him sitting on the couch, and say, "Hey man, would you like something to drink?" I'd have to walk up in front of him and say, "Hey man, would you like something to drink?"
That is quite an inconvenience.
It is. No, it's not. It's not
those
a
extra
bad,
three steps.
It's not. It's
I completely
not a,
understand.
It's
that.
Not a bad inconvenience, but it's just like, why would I go through that? Why would I? You know, what would I do? I would not tell a deaf person, "Don't come to my house. I don't want to deal with you." If a deaf person happened to come into my house, fine, they're here. It's not a big deal. But I would not make it a point of hanging out every day with a deaf person just because. I wouldn't hang out with a person in a wheelchair either because I don't want to have to take them up the stairs and, you know.
No one's asking you to take anyone upstairs.
I just have this idea in my head that handicapped people need help.
Wow.
I'm aware it's wrong. I'm not saying I'm not an asshole for saying it. I wouldn't want the inconvenience of hanging out with a person I have to help do everything.
You don't have to help the deaf person do anything.
Yeah. But he has to do something. I think I kind of feel like you're a little. No, I feel you're a little. No. you're a little selfish.
Yeah,
you know you don't want to do any.
That's
I was trying to be nice.
That's totally what I'm completely selfish. But like you know, I'm not denying that anyway.
You don't want to. You don't willingly want to do anything you don't want
to
do.
I'm going to say this. There's no reason for me to be like that. I just don't want to. I just don't want to deal with it. It's completely selfish. It's probably excessively selfish. Actually, I'll say that. I'm not saying I'm right in the situation at all. If anything, I'm saying, hey, I'm an asshole. Look at me. I'm admitting that. I'm not saying I'm right for thinking this. I'm wrong for thinking this. I just wouldn't want to have to, you know, go out of my way for my friend, you know?
Go out of your way.
But you wouldn't be
the three steps place. From the kitchen to the living room.
It would be annoying.
Is out of your way?
It would be annoying. It would, admit it. It'd be annoying to have to every.
You wouldn't even have to do that. You could go straight to the fridge, do one of these, have a soda in your hand, like offer.
Then you have
and
to like,
he would get
do this thing. You're like, well, he can't hear that. What's the point in that? And you're going to hope he's seeing the movement of his eye. Yeah, you're trying to get his attention.
I just, I don't know.
You could do this even before you get up. Like, kind of, you know, if you're,
What if he misinterprets that and he thinks I'm going to, and then he's like, I don't want to be friends with this guy. I don't want to be, or that.
He reaches for a zipper and then it's,
whoa.
It's all over. Anyway, I think this is a good thing too.
Yeah,
it's so funny. It's that the story I brought up last time in the show that didn't air about the Charles Barkley thing. I thought for sure Jason was going to go off on it. He's like, huh? What? And like this, I bring up and I thought everyone would be like, oh, that's really cool how they're doing that. Right. And this is what he goes off on.
Well, read the rest of the story. May
you're, you're unpredictable. What I'm saying.
I'm nothing if not exciting.
At the March 5th concert in Toronto, the Deaf will get a chance to rock. I said that wrong. The Deaf will get a chance to rock. Thanks to a series of emota chairs designed to analyze sound frequencies and translate them into vibrations, motions, and blasts of air.
So they're going to have orgasms while they're at this show.
Organized by Ryerson University's Center for Learning Technology and the Science of Music Auditory Research and Technology Lab. Say that 12 times fast. The chairs.
It's just three. Why do you have to say it 12?
It's. I was just thinking. That's excessive. Like, that's an L. I don't think I can say anything 12 times fast. I don't think I can say a perfectly normal sentence 12 times fast in a row.
Jesus wept. He could probably say that 12 times.
No, I would guarantee I would mess that
halfway
shit up.
Through. I'd be done.
Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. See, see, I couldn't do it.
Jesus wept.
Jesus wept. It all blends together, and your tongue doesn't know what to do with
itself. Jesus wept.
I think it's like your brain just thinks to itself, "This can't be right. Why would you see the same thing over and over again at a fast pace?" Your brain's like, "I gotta correct something here."
The little hamster on the wheel is like, "Dude, stop." The chairs convert sound frequencies using a mapping system akin to the way the human cochlea, which is not your cock, turns out, it's the auditory portion of your inner ear, works. The chair is a kind of full-body vibrator triggered by the frequency of individual notes.
Does the story say that?
Yeah. Triggered by the frequency of individual notes in a musical composition or even random sounds. The concert is being billed as the world's first accessible rock concert for the deaf and hard of hearing. Five emota chairs will give the deaf the opportunity to experience the music. Besides the emota chairs, the concert will also have interpreters, open captioning, and music visualization. The concert will feature a number of acts including Fox Jaws, Hollywood Swank, Ill Dot Gates, and the Dufresnes.
Probably all Canadian bands.
Probably.
Here's the thing about it. You know, God bless the people for making these chairs. You know, it's their money. They can do what they choose with it. It's not a big deal, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's just like...
And it's not government money because it's in Canada.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. At any rate, you know.
Right.
God bless them for making it. They're nice.
Is this an American company doing it just in Canada?
No,
Canadian.
It's a university in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
But it's obviously smart people.
Ryerson University.
Oh yeah.
People learned people that made these chairs. You can't just be like, hey, let's go get some college money.
Go be friends of deaf people.
Let's get one of them grants from a college and just make a fucking chair that vibrates for deaf people. Right. That's what we can do, man. It's not that kind of situation. So good for them for doing that. It's awesome. It's nice. But in my head, whenever I hear something like this, I'm just like,
Fucking why? Could you not take in these people?
To improve the quality of life.
Yeah, it is. But couldn't you improve the quality of life by, I don't know, putting all that money towards fixing deaf people? You know, making them hear again?
That's not what that center is focused on.
But, I mean, that money could have gone towards that. And it shouldn't have gone towards that. It's their money to do what they want with it.
Right.
But why not do that? You know?
Because it's not a medical...
You can fix it. Some people can be fixed. With more money, I'm sure you could come up with a way to fix eardrums and that.
I'm sure they're working on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure they are, too. It just seems like a ridiculous thing.
But at the
time,
you know, it's like, why not let... why not use money to get Tom Cruise to meet with the cancer patient when that money could be used to cure cancer? Because we haven't cured cancer yet.
Right.
Why would they pay money to Tom Cruise?
Make-A-Wish Foundation, those
types of
groups.
He does that for free.
I don't know.
I hope he doesn't get paid for that because he's a cocksucker if he does.
Well, yeah. So,
he's a cocksucker anyway.
You know, examples like that where they take people out to like Kings Island or something. Kings Island has to get some kind of...
Yeah.
I look at that as a different kind of thing, though, because that's a nice thing to do for a dying person.
It's a nice
person.
Thing to do for a deaf person.
Yeah.
It is a nice thing. I just said it was a nice thing to do for a deaf person.
But right. You just said you looked at it a different way.
Yeah. What?
So I'm confused.
You did say that.
I said what?
You said taking him to Kings Island is nice because it's something fun that they can do.
It's a nice thing to do for a person that's dying. A deaf person, you know, no music is no longer for them. You know, if it, you know, why go through all this extra
life
trouble?
Is no longer useful for a dying person.
Let make the last couple days of life for that dying person fun. You know, you can't make them hear. You're just vibrating their body. If anything, that'd be annoying, don't you think? Sitting in a chair.
No,
massage.
I actually think it would be cool knowing that I can hear to also have that experience.
See how it works.
Right. Well, no, just like it'd be like an extra thing. It's like getting high and listening to Pink Floyd.
Yeah, but
it'd be like listening to music and getting vibrated and shit. Like, oh wow.
Yeah, nice massage out of
that's
it.
What a G sound feels like, you know.
Right.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this. It's like when I see that commercial on television for Snuggies. Have you seen that thing?
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Okay. It's like I understand. I've been in the position to where you know, I'm trying
your
to
your hands get frozen when you reach for the phone. Oh god, it's so cold.
No. Where I've been cold.
It's like a frozen tundra in here. Come on.
But I've also needed to do work on my laptop or something, so I want to stay under the blanket. I'm like, god damn it, how am I going to keep my arms warm? It's just like...
He's had this situation.
It's just like, is it such a big deal to why they need to develop... they're perfectly fine for developing a blanket, but it's like, why are people in these times where everybody's strapped for cash, spending $30 a blanket... On Snuggies, a blanket with sleeves. Why not put a fucking sweatshirt on or something?
Yeah, you know? Seriously, put a hoodie on.
put a sweatshirt on or something, you know?
Put a fucking sweatshirt
on.
That's probably,
I think that's the first thing I said when I saw that commercial.
That's the way I'm looking at this. You know, it's fine. Let the deaf people have it. I'm not saying it. But, I mean, why does it need to be? You know, we have sweatshirts. Let's not buy a Snuggie. You know, let's not buy these Snuggies. And, by the way, Shannon...
It's a little different.
I guess I see that point, but... You're still an asshole.
I actually looked out of, you know, curiosity, like, how much do these Snuggies cost? First off, they're like $30, which you buy one, you get one free.
Well, but you have to pay for shipping on both of them.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But here's the thing.
First, you looked into it,
it's February right now.
Sure
on the website, it says 5 to 8 weeks for shipping. So by the time you get these Snuggies, it's going to be springtime.
Yeah.
You know?
And
you'll forget about it by next... winter. They'll be in your closet. You won't forget about it.
Yeah. A guy I work with, his mother-in-law or his grandma, her grandma or something, has one or a knockoff version or something. He says it's just like felt. All it is. It's like not
it's
even
like
warm material.
Right. Exactly what it is. It's the most pointless device.
Wear a sweater, yeah.
But they're obviously making money off of it. What's another thing?
It was on the Today Show as like the Snuggie craze. Because people can't afford their gas bill. So they're buying Snuggies instead.
Did you hear about the guy in...
what? Wait,
people can't afford to heat their homes, so they're buying Snuggies.
Jeez.
Forget the clothes. They can't afford to buy electricity or heat, but they can afford to buy these blankets that are useless.
Probably for everyone in your family.
Yeah.
You know, which is the price of your utility bill.
Yeah. It's insane.
But they're not Snuggies, Wade.
Oh, Snuggie.
It's insane the way people look at things and as to what needs to be made. Mm-hmm. And like... it's fine that they're making these chairs for the deaf.
I don't know. I think anybody does it, creative, whatever, Snuggies, everything. Mm-hmm. Why not? Why? But why not? Because anything you do is going to further society one way or another.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I said it's fine that they made it because it's going to, you know, somebody's going to want it. So why not capitalize on something somebody's going to want? And then that person can have that and they'll look at that and say, oh, well, this would be better if I did this. Mm-hmm. And eventually down the line, it will lead to something. That's fine. But it's just like when people are saying, "Oh, we can't afford to pay heating bills."
Right.
You just spent $60 on two blankets when you had blankets plus a sweatshirt in the house already. You didn't need the Snuggie.
Right.
The sweatshirt's probably warmer, and plus you have. Let's just think about the physics of this thing.
And they're one size fits all too.
Yeah. Right, which doesn't make any.
Let's just think about the physics of this thing. It's laying on top of you, right, with your arms through it. It's going to be one of those things that keeps falling down. You have to every 5 seconds have to readjust it. It's going to be annoying as hell to wear this.
It's going to be the new Moo Moo.
It's a blanket with two sleeves in it.
So there's no back to it?
No. You have to put it on, then it'd be a Moo Moo.
And it would be a Moo Moo.
It'd be a Moo Moo. It'd be like a
Wanda
house coat.
Terrell.
It'd be a house coat then.
Yeah. So, I mean, if there's no back to it, how's it keep you warm?
It's the worst thing ever made.
Yeah, I don't get it. Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing that people buy this shit.
Yeah. Wow.
I want a personalized bathrobe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Who doesn't?
Or a smoking jacket or both.
Yeah. Thing is, you know, do you have the money to buy it? You're not having to sacrifice your heating bill
for
that.
Is it on your registry?
I might put it on my registry.
Oh, yeah. His and hers.
But I don't think I can get a I could go get it personalized, I guess.
Yeah, embroidered.
Mm-hmm.
Not silk screen.
If you will. No.
That'd be horrible.
You can get BS on it.
Maybe. S.
Maybe BS is real big on the back. Get your own personalized
script. Scoon over.
Oh, but,
your favorite number underneath.
The other thing I was going to talk about on TV that people waste their money on, and that is obviously making money hand over fist. Are those commercials where they say text 458 to this number and find
your true love,
get your joke of the day?
Oh yeah,
oh, joke of the day.
Yeah.
Joke,
yeah. And I was just thinking,
get crazy frog on your phone.
if you read the bottom, it says you're charged.
You have to pay a subscription fee,
99 cents a day, which is $30 a month. And I was thinking, well, shit, man, I can go to Barnes & Noble right now for $6 and buy a book of jokes.
Yeah.
Right. You know, how is this worth it? But people,
and the jokes of the day are so shitty, like the ones that you get like in your email if you want them.
Yeah,
they're so shitty, like. Yeah.
So it really gets to, like, what's the point? But they're on TV with commercials.
Yeah.
So they're making money hand over fist because commercials aren't cheap. You know, you can't just have a commercial on MTV or wherever for pennies on the dollar. You know, it costs money to run this business. So people are sitting at home texting 456 to 3894.
Right.
Yeah.
And then complaining that they can't pay their electric bill at the end of the month. And saying, how am I going to pay this credit card off? I don't know, dude. No. Text 456 to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cha-cha's free. That's good.
I can't get that. Or the new KGB one.
Yeah.
I can't do that on my phone.
KGB.
It's like cha-cha.
Same thing.
But they have commercials.
Yeah. They advertise.
Yeah.
It's the commercial with the woman that is walking around the place and there's a guy that knows everything. Yeah. And he answers questions.
Yeah, I've seen that. It was aired on the Super Bowl, Brandon.
Well, it's like cha-cha.
Yeah.
It's like
cha-cha. Why can't you get cha-cha? I can get cha-cha.
I don't know.
Are you typing in CHA or are you typing in the numbers?
Yeah, because our numbers are different. Like,
well, I'm typing in CHA, CHA.
Type in the numbers.
242, 242.
I know, yeah, I did do that too. I did both.
Really?
What'd you ask it?
I think it was after the Steelers won, I text, who's going to be in the Super Bowl? And I get nothing. Like when Ricky, because I was Ricky when I first heard about it, and he texts, and he always gets a response immediately saying that we're looking up your question now.
Answer,
yeah.
Looking up your answer.
And
did you ask it why you can't get answers?
No.
Well, it might.
I think I might have. Let me try.
It might tell you.
So I have to do the numbers.
242, 242.
242, 242.
And I think KGB is like 252, 252.
Because I tried. Well, that's not. It's
it was
three
just,
letters. KGB.
I thought it was just KGB.
No. But the name of the company is KGB, just like Cha Cha.
Oh.
KGB's number.
Maybe that's right.
Because when we were watching it, when I changed, that's like almost the same numbers as Cha Cha. It's 252 or 262, or something like that. So
the first time I tried it, I put Cha Cha the letters.
Yeah.
In like the two bar, the tube line, and it didn't work. I'm like, well, maybe I should actually do the numbers that correspond to those letters.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, on my phone, you can't do the whole, like, letter, corresponding number thing. Oh, I see it in the show. An hour and a half in. Well, I guess,
26 minutes.
As usual, I didn't think we were going to have anything to talk about on the show. We filled it up pretty nicely.
Told you.
Yep, Wade was right.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
He's such a delayed bastard, that Barack Obama. Well.
Well, he's on BPT.
He's on he is. I know CPT, colored people time.
Oh, well, if you're racist.
Why is colored wrong to say? How is colored wrong to say?
I understand. Look at that.
Look at that.
Huh. I got it. Weird. I got a cha-cha text.
Uh-huh.
It works.
You put
now.
It in the letters the first time, I bet you.
Well, then all is right in the world.
I could have sworn it.
Hey, vote for us on Podcast Dollar, or I will fucking kill you in your sleep. There's not that many of you out there, so I... See you next time.
Thanks again. We'll be right back.